Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle, we are here coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We got some Penn State stuff to talk about. As usual, we'll get started with the news from the past few days. We're also looking at college football as a whole with the national title game and what Penn State can do to try to close that gap on a national level, try to make the jump into the actual 14 playoff field, not just flirt with it a little bit early in the season. We'll also talk some Penn State basketball. Interesting time coming here for Patrick Chambers and his team. Jeff Brown will join us a little bit later in the show to figure out where they go from here after back-to-back losses to Rutgers and Wisconsin. So let's get into the news, and I want to get it. The biggest storyline, obviously, Jared Parker, and another staff opening for James Franklin to fill. But I know you got some feelings, Greg.
I don't want those
to have to simmer any longer than they already have. Bill O'Brien, former Penn State coach, and his Houston Texans, they jump out to a 24-0 lead. Then they make an interesting decision, one that may or may not have caused their downfall. I know where you're
did.
At.
It certainly did. Yes. I still, to this day, I think Bill O'Brien did a lot of wonderful things for Penn State, but it doesn't change the fact that he can be one of the stupidest head coaches in all football. And to call a fake punt in that situation was probably, if you would rank the dumbest thing head football coaches have ever done in the NFL playoffs, I think that might be at number one. Now, I'm sure there's been some other fairly stupid things that have gone on, but certainly nothing that rises to that level. That was just unbelievable. And the whole game changed on that one play.
The floodgates opened.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this off air. You know, in that spot, I think there's a conscious decision that's made. Like, let's not get too conservative here. That's a good team on the other sideline. And that is just way too aggressive.
If I was the owner, I would have went down and took the headset from him and said, I'm going to take care of this responsibility the rest of the game, and you can start planning your Uber back to Houston, because there's no way you'd be getting on the team plane.
No chance. Don't engage with the fans on the way out.
Right.
Yeah. You suck too!
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well,
that was unbelievable.
He does suck. So that guy had it right.
Everybody was right all around. I think the guy who was heckling Bill O'Brien, he too sucked.
Yeah.
So
agreed.
But anybody who's sort of complaining about James Franklin, you know, coaches do stupid things. You know, hindsight's always 20/20. I get it. But there are just some things that you can just circle and be like, nope, nope, nope. Let's not overthink this one here. And I think that's what sometimes coaches are guilty of doing. But Bill O'Brien and his Houston Texans, he's going to, you know, he's done enough to kind of keep hanging around there. But
if he didn't play in the AFC South, he'd be gone a long time
100%.
Ago.
100%.
And that move yesterday should have been the final nail in the coffin.
You suck too.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Jared Parker.
Why?
What else is there to say? Leaves for what? Can't blame the guy. Spends a year at Penn State. Moves on to West Virginia. Offensive coordinator there. Good job for him. We'll see where. I don't know where West Virginia is going exactly, but he's going to help him get wherever they're going. So they've got an opening now for a wide receivers coach. I don't really care.
I'd hire Bill O'Brien because I think he's qualified for that job.
he might be looking too. I'm not sure. Let's just take the headset off of him while he's doing it.
I promise I won't keep doing that the whole show. But
why? Why? What
difference will it make?
Right. I don't want to speculate about candidates here.
Yeah.
But I know, you know, this is the third opening, and they've been open for a variety of reasons. You know, Ricky Ronnie taking a head job at Old Dominion. Nobody can really blame anybody for that one. You move on from Matt Limegrover. I don't disagree with that one either. I think maybe it was just time to get a fresh approach to coaching that position. And Phil Troutwine, from what I can see, is a phenomenal young offensive line coach.
Yep.
So those are two situations. Now you have Jared Parker leaving for a promotion. You've got another spot to fill. What are they looking for? I know that there was a little bit of there's so much turnover, but I don't mind that. And there's three new faces. I get the concern, but I think these are three different situations.
Yeah, to me, Dustin, as soon as you have a new offensive coordinator, it really doesn't matter how much staff change you have on that side of the ball, as far as I'm concerned. And to me, I think they have to find somebody, and perhaps Kirk Soraka's offense will be the thing that makes this happen. They gotta find somebody that can teach these guys to get open. I mean, how many times have we watched over the last few years, whether it was Josh Gattis, whether it was David Corley, whether it was Jared Parker, that Penn State's receivers more often than not struggle to get open and create separation? And to me, I think they need someone who, and again, maybe it's the offense and that could be a big part of it, sure, but they need somebody to come in and really take advantage of not just the looks that opposing defenses are giving them, but also creating those looks themselves and being able to say, you know what, it doesn't matter if they're going to play high, if they're going to play man on us and blitz everyone, because we're going to go out and we're going to be able to get open and make plays in space like KJ Hamler did more often than not. So to me, I'm sure it'll be a younger guy. James Franklin likes younger assistant coaches for the most part. Now, I know Kirk Soraka doesn't fit that bill, but he's a coordinator, so it's a little bit different. But yeah, position coaches that he has hired have almost always been young guys that are climbing the ladder. So, I think that he will go out and get an upgrade. I mean, it's hard to really even judge what Jared Parker meant to this Penn State program. I mean, he got to Penn State in what, February? No, I guess he was introduced in February, but he was on staff to recruit in January. But I mean, he's here, I believe, less than a calendar year, darn close to it.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to say, I think, what he meant to this program, but obviously the guys liked him. You know, Kondre Lambert put out and then deleted a tweet that was pretty harsh in terms of, you know, I basically to paraphrase what he wrote, he said, I'm on the way to campus, and guy already, you know, this guy's leaving as I'm on the way to campus. What the heck's going on? But So it goes. And he took a step back and thought about it and put a different tweet out that was a little bit more measured. So
measured and tweeting, those are two words that don't always go together.
Like Bill O'Brien and smart coaching decisions don't go together.
You literally just said that you weren't going to do that anymore, but then I guess I gave you the
early enrollees got on campus today, which means we're set for, speaking of tweeting, we're set to see tweets all day of these guys
reminding
Coach Franklin that they're front and center. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Antonio Shelton just said, here we go again. That's right. Yep. You got that right.
I forgot about that season.
It's here.
Yeah. I think the point you make about Jared Parker is a good one, that we can't gauge the impact that he had connected with kids. I mean, I think that seems to be apparent, but I don't know. I mean, did you see a noticeable jump forward in the performance of Penn State's wide receivers?
Not noticeable.
Which you know, honestly begs the question. Like there's more attention paid to Penn State's wide receivers coach position just because of the nature of how group has performed and underperformed, frankly. But it also begs the question: is that part of the offense as a whole, are they not scheming guys open too? Is this not necessarily a route running or a technique thing? Could there be a little bit more, symbiotic relationship between wide receivers coach and offensive coordinator? They'll get that opportunity now.
Yeah,
for sure. Kirk Soraka, they're 2,000 yard wide receivers at Minnesota. Now two exceptional wide receivers, and I'm not sure if Penn State has anybody like either one of those guys.
But were they exceptional? Because that's the one thing I can't quite figure out. And I went back and watched some of it the other day, but were they, was Minnesota's receivers Bateman and Johnson, and the other name escapes me at the moment, but were they that good because of how good they are, or were they that good because of how good they are and because they were a product of his system? We'll have to wait and see.
We'll start to find out soon. Conference championship week is here. Four teams, two games, little time left in the season. Really, it's, if you include, the national title game, we're looking at three games of football left. So don't miss out. Get in on all the action download the DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week only, you bet on any star player to score the first touchdown of the game with 10-1 odds. Doesn't get any better than that. Deposit, withdraw at your convenience using the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And right now, they're offering their best sign-up offer to date. You download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KSN for a limited time. All new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500.
I just want to tell Brendan Steele, if he's listening, he owes me some money on DraftKings.
Okay.
Golfer.
He probably is listening.
He totally, yeah. He owes me some coin on there. I was intending for him to win and then roll that money on Clemson in the national title game. And just that, like, didn't work out that way because Brendan Steele thinks the 10th fairway counts for the 18th hole. So
Salty
it
Greg,
not, it was is, not a good Sunday, buddy.
Salty Greg is the best Greg. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Get your pen out, Greg. So in other offensive coordinator happenings, John Donovan showing up at Washington.
How about that?
What a surprise. I honest to goodness, after the 2015 season, thought this guy is not going to coordinate another offense for the rest of his life.
Yep.
But here we are, not just coordinating another offense, a Washington offense, a team that, you know, is a viable Pac-12 contender every year. They've made a college football playoff appearance where Penn State hasn't. So there's some changes happening there. John Donovan, it'll be interesting to see whether, you know, Penn State's roster was really problematic for him, or if he was problematic, or some kind of combination of both.
I was telling somebody that we work with on Friday, and I got up in the morning, that I was like, you know, it just feels like something weird's going to happen today. It's a kind of, it's not quite a normal off-season Friday. You know, it was, the school classes didn't start yet. By the way, one thing I'm going to spend some time on this morning is, where's Justin Shorter taking classes now? Is he at Penn State? Is he somewhere else? So we'll have to wait and see on that. But yeah, I just had a weird feeling that Friday there was going to be some kind of news. And my guess was that it was going to be James Franklin's contract, which we still haven't seen over a month after he agreed to it. And instead, yeah, the John Donovan thing caught me off guard. I did not see that coming. You know, good for him. I guess after 4 years, they think that he's sort of fixed himself. And I know that there's some people out there that genuinely believe that he's better than what he showed at Penn State, and that Christian Hackenberg was the reason why John Donovan's offense looked so bad. And maybe that is the case, but I will be very curious to watch that. And I am waiting for DraftKings to post win totals under, because I will take Washington's and let it play out however it plays out.
It all comes back to DraftKings, as well it should. Use code KSN. You can get a big time bonus when you do. So yeah, John Donovan, we'll see. It's amazing how a quarterback can sort of make or break. And, you know, these guys came in Christian Hackenberg, not what any of them really wanted in terms of they're looking for a mobile quarterback. If he has the ingredients, we'll see. His resume is really not that bad when you look at all his stops and all his accomplishments other than 2014 and 15. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to look at the national title game, Clemson-LSU. Stick around.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.